Good morning, everyone. Today is the 25th of July, Saturday morning. I hope you're having a good weekend so far. We're living in some very unusual times, as everyone knows. Another day, we never know what we might have to face in this life, but God is our guide. The Holy Spirit is our guide. He's our comforter. He's our sustainer. When the whole world seems to be going against us, we can be sure of one thing, and that is that God is on the throne, and He remembers His own. When trials beset us, He never will leave us alone. I'm glad to know that. We've been working through this book in our devotionals, God Does Not Love Everyone, but He does love His elect from everlasting to everlasting. I'm glad that He loves His elect from everlasting to everlasting. I'm glad He doesn't cast us off. I'm glad He is a merciful and a forgiving God. We're ready for chapter 27. The title of this chapter is Arise, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. You know, man thinks he's so mighty, intelligent, and powerful. But God has all things in His hands. He's got the whole world in His hands. He even had the death of His Son in His hands. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that He should be holden of it. Jesus Christ freely laid His life down on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary for His people. That was why He left the ivory palaces of heaven. His sole purpose was to come and save His people from their sins, and He did it. Acts 2:23-24. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. After the resurrection, the apostles were very bold in proclaiming the gospel. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. Does that sound familiar today? You can't worship. You can't sing. Now in California, you can't have Bible studies in your own home. They commanded that they not teach or speak in the name of Jesus. They hate Jesus Christ. Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than God, judge ye. That should be our response to these evil government leaders that are coming against Christ and His church. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. And daily in the temple and in every house they cease not to teach and preach. And in the temple and in every house they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Are we going to cease? Are they going to shut us up? The mask is symbolic of shutting your mouth. You're our slaves. You do what we tell you to do. No. No, we do what Christ tells us to do. they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Acts 4:12-16, Acts 4:10-20, and Acts 5:42. When preaching in the book of Acts, we find that often the Old Testament books are cited. The following passage cited from chapter 2 of Psalms, and when they heard that they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which hath made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? That's the question we should ask today. Why do the people, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. That's exactly what's happened in this very day. There are many Christians in China underground, even though the government of China is anti-God, anti-Christ. There are many Christians in the United States, even though the government is anti-Christ. God has his remnant scattered everywhere. There's even a remnant of Christians in Israel, even though that state of Israel is anti-Christ. The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ, for of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. There's nothing that is not done. Let me repeat that. There's nothing that is done that is not done by God. There's nothing that is done that is not done by God. He has the final authority in all things. He is the author of all things. He created all things. By his hand they were created and are created for him. For to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. Acts 4:25-28. When Saul was struck down on the road to Damascus, it was very apparent that he had no free will in the matter because he had been persecuting Christians. He didn't just all of a sudden have a change of mind and say, I'm going to strike myself down off my donkey and fall on the ground. God was in the matter of striking him down. He had been persecuting Christians, but he was marvelously born again by the Spirit of God, and he said, who art thou, Lord? Who art thou, Lord? He knew who had struck him down. It was the Lord who struck him down. Has God ever struck you down? It certainly struck me down at times. And the Lord said, I am Jesus. Jesus revealed himself to Paul. I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? That should be all of our response to God. And then, by the way, that will be our response if we're one of his elect. That will be our response. What wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. There's no choice in this, Paul. This is called irresistible grace, Paul. You're going to do it. And straightway, he preached Christ in the synagogues. The very man that was persecuting Christians is now preaching Christ in the synagogue. That he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed and said, Is not this he that destroyed them which called on this name in Jerusalem? They were amazed at this turnaround of Paul. God turned him around. God not only turned him around, God put his spirit within Paul. All that heard him were amazed and said, Is not this he that destroyed them which called on his name in Jerusalem and came hither for that intent that he might bring them bound unto the chief priests? They knew what Paul's intent was. And now his intentions had all changed. Something happened. Something miraculous had happened in the heart of Paul. But Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. And after that many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. They don't want to hear the truth. Reprobates do not want to hear the truth. The wicked are created for the day of evil. And after that many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. I just read from Acts 9:5-6 and Acts 9:20-23. Well, when the disciples began to proclaim the gospel to the Gentiles, they were delighted. The Gentiles. God has his remnant in the Gentile nations. God has his people in every tongue, every people, and every nation scattered throughout the earth. When the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed, Acts 13:48. Have you been ordained to eternal life? Do you believe the gospel? Do you believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins? All that the Father hath given him will come to him, and all that come to him he will in no wise cast out. These Gentiles were glad when they heard the gospel. And the reason that they heard the gospel is that they were ordained to eternal life before the foundation of the world. Acts 13:48. Well, there have always been those who have come against Christ and his people. And we see the same thing happening this very day. There are those who are plotting. There are those who are planning the killing of Christians. All over the world, Christians have been killed. Down through history, Christians have been persecuted for the name of Christ. The Roman Catholics and the Great Inquisition killed millions of people who confessed Jesus Christ and would not come under the beast system, the mother that rides the beast, the Roman Catholic Church. But the Jews which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on an uproar. Sound familiar? Lewd fellows of the baser sort, gathering a company, and setting all the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. Does that sound familiar? Yeah. There are people today that are against Christ, that are lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathering a company and setting all the city on an uproar. Are there not? And when they had found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, "These that have turned the world upside down are come hither also, whom Jason hath received, and these all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar." You can't come against what the government says. Romans 13, no. We ought to obey God rather than men. They were saying that they were all doing contrary to the decrees of the government and Caesar, saying that there is another king, one Jesus. There is another king, Donald Trump. There is a King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There is another king, Joe Biden. There is another king, Netanyahu. And you can attribute that to any king or prince or any ruler in the world. There is another king, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and his name is Jesus Christ. And they troubled the people and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. And when they had taken security of Jason and of the other, they let them go. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who, coming thither, went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with readiness of mind, and searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. Therefore many of them believed also, of honorable women which were Greeks, and of men not a few. But when the Jews of Thessalonica had knowledge that the word of God was preached to Paul at Berea, they came thither also and stirred up the people. There's always going to be those who come against Christ and his kingdom. Acts 17:5-13. Again, the reason that there are going to always be those that come against God and his people is we need to realize that God does not love everyone, but he does love his elect from everlasting to everlasting. But the threatenings and persecution by the Jews against the church did not stop her on the proclamation of the gospel. In fact, the true Christians are going to continue to proclaim the gospel until they are either put in prison or executed, even this very day. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is the Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. They can shut up the buildings. They can't shut our mouths. They can try to put rules down that we have to wear a mask, even in our own homes, to shut our mouths, proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Neither is worship with men's hands as though he need anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. These devils that absolutely promote evolution and Darwinian theory and deny that God is the creator, are shaking their fist in the face of their own creator. If they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said. For we are also his offspring, for as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the God is like unto gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's device. Tear down those groves. Tear down all those graven images. They're not my God. I don't bow the knee to any of those graven images. In the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, being Jesus Christ. Whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead, Acts 17:24-31. Well, God did a marvelous work in the life and in the heart of the Apostle Paul. Changed him from inside out, where he was persecuting the people. Now he was persecuting Christians. Now he was absolutely preaching Jesus Christ as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. What a change. Well, let us never forget Jesus Christ is the only one we can rely on every day. Every day with Jesus, I find comfort in my soul to know the future my Savior controls. There's no worrying about what will happen to me or my family, because he holds the world in the palm of his hand. He's in charge of my and our destiny. The bounds of our habitation are in his direction, and we are assured of his guidance and correction. His sustaining grace will always hold me up, whatever is going on in this evil world. I know that whatever happens, he has ordained this for me, so to my Abba Father I cry out daily, have mercy on me is my plea. And my Heavenly Father cares and intercedes before the throne. How can this be? Such wonderful care he gives to his children. He's always concerned for their welfare. So every day with Jesus, I find comfort in knowing that he is always there. Well, may the good Lord be with you today in a special way. It's my prayer. God bless.